we wrap up crunch time to open the week, as always, with, well, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That is right. It is time again for the Richter Scale. As Steve said, we wrap up crunch time every Monday with the Richter Scale, which is a recap of the weekend and all its major sporting events and news, and we rate how it impacted our lives, I guess, and the sports world. A little bit of both. And it sure was a tough weekend to do the Richter Scale with literally no big national sporting events happening at all. Goodness. But we do begin with a hero for the show. Big Bart has signed a minor league deal with the Texas Rangers, looking to make a comeback at 45 years old so he can try and top Tom Brady, or top Tom Brady's record as the oldest MVP ever. How big of a deal is the return of Big Sexy Bartolo Colon?
Well, for normal people, it's a zero. But for you and me and Alex, it's the most important thing that's ever happened in any of our lives. So I'm going to go 9. I can't wait.
Too low. It should have been 11. Another weekend of big upsets in college basketball. Oklahoma State took down Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse, and St. John's knocked down Duke at the Garden. And locally, the Ducks took a big loss to Stanford and Palo Alto. That's the men's team. And women's basketball team, they had a huge win against the Cal Bears, winning their top 25 matchup at home by 37, but could not follow it up against Stanford, losing their first game at home on the season. How big of a deal was college basketball this weekend?
Well, first of all, not only did the Dukies lose to St. John's, St. John's is 0-11 in the Big East. Kansas, who had lost like three of their previous, I don't know, over the past 6 years under Bill Self at home, has lost three games at Allen Fieldhouse this season. It's unbelievable. And obviously, the Stanford game on Saturday was an unmitigated disaster for Oregon. And yesterday, just a loss to give you something to think about. So, college hoops this weekend, I watched a bunch. It was enormous. I'm giving it a 9.
The NFL announced their 2018 Hall of Fame class, where, as you said, T.O. finally got in, joining Randy Moss, Brian Dawkins, Brian Urlacher, and Ray Lewis. You said that your only gripe is that you have no gripes, but how do you rate the NFL's Hall of Fame class?
Man, I'm just going to give a football evaluation. Aside from Jerry Rice, I think Randy Moss is the most dangerous, uncoverable guy that we've ever seen in this league. T.O., albeit a knucklehead, is really charismatic. That's going to be a really interesting induction speech. Love Brian Dawkins. Urlacher, like I said, Bobby Bethard is an architect, one of the most successful front office guys of all time. Jerry Kramer, just hearkening back to get one of those from the Packer dynasty in there. Like I said, a personal favorite, Dr. Doom, Robert Brazil of the old Houston Oilers. Great class. It's a 9.5 class.
Now to the actual game. Obviously, the Super Bowl was a 10 for us who do this, and many people as well. So we're going to break things down a little bit different for Super Bowl 52. We'll begin with, who do you think had a 10 of 10 game during Super Bowl 52?
Nick Foles. Tom Brady. Amendola had 150-some-odd yards. I would leave out the kickers. Because for the first time ever, both teams had a place kicker miss an extra point. There was the doink on the field goal. But the quarterbacks and certainly a couple of those receivers absolutely had 10 games.
Yeah, Gronk had 2 touchdowns as well. So don't forget
all
about
in the
Gronk.
Second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was quiet in the first half, but a great finish. And that one touchdown catch was just like, look, dude, there's nothing you're going to do. I'm catching this.
Which is how Gronk just plays football, because nobody can do anything with Gronk on defense. You just can't guard that guy.
He's a beast.
The officials were twice put into the spotlight by trying to interpret what a catch is, because you can't have an NFL game without there being some sort of catch debacle. How would you rate the officials' performance?
Well, the thing is, the things we got ticked at him for all year, and it's just like, how in the world, in what world could you possibly say that wasn't a catch? So the touchdown to Clement, and then the gamer to Ertz. I was going to say Fultz. That's not the guy. Ertz. It's like, look, those are touchdowns. I know you got to review them. If you overturn them, you're not going to make it alive out of that stadium. So they got it right. I know there's a lot of complaining. There was supposedly an illegal formation, and then I think they were talking about possibly interference on the last call. But these teams lit it up. They let them play. I liked it. I give the refs a 9.
Yeah, I thought they did very well. I also think that we've seen the future of what the NFL catch rule is going to be with the Corey Clement catch. I think things like that are going to be called catches in the future. But now to my last and most important question, how were the Super Bowl commercials? It seems like Tide took everything over without mentioning their pods once, and then Eli and Odell Beckham did a dance, and those were about the only memorable thing commercials from that game.
Yeah, first of all, I was going to bring this up. When you're one of the favorites in your division, the NFC East, and you have one of the most nauseating seasons in recent memory, you don't get to do a Super Bowl commercial. You have to be silent at that day. So I could not stand that commercial. There was the Mountain Dew with Morgan Freeman. That was okay. That wasn't so bad. I thought it was actually kind of strange that Tide was willing to go so front and center when they're associated with this odd kind of trend of people dying or almost ODing on their stupid pods. So, and I talked earlier last week about, I think the commercials started to explode when the games were crappy, which they were after the 1982, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 seasons. So it was a really good game. I was focused actually on the football. I'm going to give the commercials a 3 at best.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, 3.5, 4 is about right.
Nah, I wasn't impressed, and it's going to take a lot to impress us now because we've seen so many good ones. And by the way, Dr. Martin Luther King, they have him selling pickup trucks. I can't live like that.